Blackstone Audio presents Cooked by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Tom Weiner. 1. Billy Sparrow was high. Almost high. The almost part was a bitch. It was a heartbreak. He needed to get high enough to fly away, like Cooter promised they could do. But he wasn't high enough for that. For Billy, the high used to start before he even clicked his lighter to smoke the ice. Meth was always like that. You even think about it, you get a tingle in the balls and a flutter behind the eyes. High before you're high, that's what Cooter used to say. Cooter used to say a lot of stuff. Cooter was pretty funny. He had Billy laughing the first time they smoked meth. Called it meth and friend of mine. That was funny. He and Cooter would smoke so much they'd get pipe drunk. And then everything was funny. Peeling wallpaper was funny. A cockroach swimming in his cereal bowl was funny. Even watching Carla, that scratchety Ann Crankho, pick at her blisters was funny. That was a long time ago. The anticipation wasn't the same. The high wasn't the high anymore. Now, when Billy popped a lighter under the quartz, all he felt was bad stuff. His stomach was full of bees, and there were thorns in his head. Even when he sucked in that first lungful and the world fell off its hinges. That used to be epic. That used to be the fucking it. Now it was like opening a door into a haunted house. Cooter was in that haunted house, too. Sitting there, grinning at him with crooked teeth, surrounded by charred skin, staring with eyeballs that had been boiled white in the fire. If Billy smoked too long, he could see Cooter die all over again. It was like a big DVR playing the scene over.